just so you know, this is new member weekend. Glenn, can you turn this down just a little bit?
Yes.
Great. we have different sized crowds, so the volume goes up and down. This weekend is new member weekend, and tomorrow at the 9 a.m. we'll be welcoming new members. And I don't have a basic sermon planned because we'll be mainly welcoming the new members. But in light of everything that was going on, I did have some thoughts I wanted to share. Tell what this is right here. This is quite a commodity right now. In fact, my wife went to Costco just about an hour ago, and guess what they don't have? Toilet paper. Who would have ever thought that this would have been such a popular item? And then I have this. Hand sanitizer. Now, the other day I was looking on eBay, and the price I saw for one bottle of this hand sanitizer, the same size, was about $50. Guess how much I bought it for the church at Dollar Store before everything went kind of crazy. You guys are sharp. So instead of I bought 60 of these bottles at $50, that'd have been $300. The treasurer might have had a discussion with me about that had I done that. But instead, I got them for $6. And so, you know, we realize right now that we're in a very unique time in history. And there's a lot going on, and people obviously and wisely are preparing and trying to get things set aside in the event that there's a quarantine that goes on in our area or in the country. And so it's very understandable that people are doing this. And so the reality is, though, as we're looking at our world right now, there's a lot of surprising things that are going on. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm on a roller coaster that I didn't sign up for, but we're on the roller coaster. I remember on my first roller coaster ride, we got at the top of the hill, and I was up toward the front, big mistake. I looked down and was like, I did not want to be on that ride. I'm not a roller coaster guy. I'm a choo-choo guy. That was my first and last roller coaster. I will never forget that ride, but it's like that's kind of the moment we're living into right now. It's a roller coaster ride, and we don't know when we're going to get toilet paper again. We don't know when hand sanitizer is going to come in, among other things. And so it's a very, very uncertain time, and a time that's full of fear and uncertainty for everybody. And we're living in an anxious time of viruses, the stock market, and just other questions as well. And so one of the realities about this virus is obviously our immune system is incredibly important. In fact, when they ultimately come up with a vaccine, the whole purpose of that vaccine will be basically to educate our immune system about what this virus looks like so that it will fight it. That's what the vaccine is all about. So ultimately, at the end of the day, it's going to be your immune system that either fights this off or doesn't. That's what it's about. I want to talk briefly today about our spiritual immune system. In the midst of all that's going on in our world right now, the fear, the anxiety, which is perfectly understandable, truly, for each one of us, things that are keeping us up at night. I have a scripture I want to share with you that should be part of your first aid kit, part of the vitamin C and whatever else it is you take to boost your immune system. This is your spiritual immunity pill for the day. And it's a scripture, and this is I'm giving your homework right out of the gate because this is really important. You've been to Costco, God knows how many other places you've been to looking for whatever. You've been doing those trips. I have a little work for you this coming week that'll really strengthen your spiritual immune system. And it's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be anxious for nothing. You know, again, hear that right at the beginning. It doesn't say you can be anxious for toilet paper. It doesn't say you can be anxious about the stock market. It doesn't say you can be anxious about hand sanitizer or whatever it is you're concerned about right now. It says in this scripture, right out the beginning, out of the gate, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So this scripture that Paul shares with us in Philippians 4, 6, and 7 is really important to our spiritual immunity, because the reality is he starts off with that word anxiety or fear. And so spiritually, anxiety and fear is a very dangerous place for you and I to be in as believers. In fact, it's a very dangerous place for you and I to be in actually as human beings. You realize when you're in anxiety and fear and panic mode, fights break out in Costco over toilet paper. people begin to do crazy things. You and I begin to do crazy things. And we're not really thinking straight, for one thing. Also, when we're anxious and fearful and panicky, what happens is we begin to enter into what's called fight or flight syndrome. And the body automatically begins to produce a chemical called cortisol. Now, if your body produces that every so often, not the end of the world. It's meant for your instinctual survival when you need it. It gives you the ability to do things that otherwise you wouldn't be able to normally do. But if you're constantly living in a state of anxiety and fear and panic, that is very debilitating to your body. It basically wears your body out. It wears your adrenal glands out. You don't sleep at night. You're tired. You're exhausted. You're fearful. You're always preoccupied. And by the way, spiritually, you're allowing the devil to be your spiritual director. You remember me talking about how Satan tested Jesus, I think it was last week or the week before. And one of the things I shared with you is that every time that Satan tempted Jesus, Jesus chose not to listen to him because he didn't want Satan to be his spiritual director. I would suggest to you that you don't want to have Satan as your spiritual director either. And so as you, if you're walking in anxiety and fear and panic, I'm just here to tell you, as we do that, Satan is our spiritual director. And he will have a heyday with you. Believe me, there will be bunny trails you can go down. There will be things you'll begin to worry about you haven't even thought of yet, but they'll come to your mind. And before you know it, it's 3 or 4 in the morning, you haven't gotten a wink yet, and you're still off to worrying about something else. And this will sap your energy more quickly than anything. You can take all the supplements and do all the other right things that you want, but if you're spiritually anxious and fearful and full of panic, this is weakening you spiritually, and it's weakening your immune system, and it's making you more susceptible to all kinds of illness. That is why Paul says at the very beginning of this scripture, be anxious for nothing. He wrote this because this was the way we're called to live spiritually. This is the most healthy way for you and I to live. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in prayer, which basically means worship. So as we begin in prayer, we should come before the Lord in worship and honoring him, giving him glory and thanks and praise, beginning in worship of the Lord, okay? And then, and supplication, letting your needs be known to God. You know, let me ask you a question. What is it that's keeping you up at night right now? I know we don't have enough time to listen to all that, but I'm just asking you, what is it you're afraid of right now? What is it that's making you anxious and panic? Write that out as a form of supplication to be got to God, and just be honest about what that is and that need is before God. With worship and supplication, with thanksgiving. You know, again, as we come before our Lord in our worship and in our supplications before him, we need to do so in a spirit of thanksgiving. You know, we're coming to a God who loves us and cares for us very deeply, who knows our every need, and is even with us in the midst of, yes, even this roller coaster ride none of us want to be on right now. And the Lord wants us to trust him in this situation. And so that's why it's important for you and I, when we come in the midst of these anxious times, to do so in a spirit of thanksgiving, to do so in a spirit of, Lord, I may not have been on this roller coaster ride before, but I remember times in my life before where you've been there for me. You've been there for me when I've been anxious before, or I've been fearful, or I've been panicky, and you came through for me, and I remember those times, so I'm thankful for that. Thank you for those moments, and I'm thankful that you're with me here right now, even though I may not feel like it. Be anxious for nothing, but with worship and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And, this is my favorite part of the verse, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It's the peace of God that passes understanding. You will not be able to understand it. As you begin to allow this verses to live into your life, verses 6 and 7, as you begin to pray into this, what's going to happen to you is God's going to give you a peace. You may not have the toilet paper, the hand sanitizer you want yet, or the other things you need to get, but the most amazing thing about this peace from God is it's a peace that passes understanding. It's not about whether you have those things or not. It's about that you've entrusted your situation and your life to God, and your anxiety to God, and your fear and your panic. You've entrusted your life to Him in this situation, and guess what He's going to give you in return? Peace. It's the best deal in the world. It's the best deal in the world, and it works. The peace that passes understanding. And it talks about this peace being a guard. You know, in the Greek, the word for guard is actually garrison. I love that. It's like the Lord, as you live into this verse, is going to put a garrison of angels around you. Bring it on. That's what I need right now. I need a garrison of angels around me. You need a garrison. Some of you really need a garrison. You might need two garrisons of angels around you. I don't know. But you know what? Ask for it. There's going to be a garrison of angels around you guarding your heart and your mind. Your heart is the place in your spirit of moral preference. It's how you begin to make a choice, and your mind is your will, the actual final choice that you make. So you see, what this scripture is talking about is that the Lord is not wanting you and I to make choices rooted in anxiety. If you are living your life anxiously or fearfully or in panic mode, you are always going to make the wrong choice. You're going to burn yourself out. You're going to weaken your spiritual immunity and your physical immunity, and you're going to get sick in some way, shape, or form. So the Lord says, do not be anxious for anything. But again, in worship, worship Him, and in supplication, and with thanksgiving, let your requests, what are the things that are keeping you up at night, let your requests be made known to God, and He's going to give you peace. Now, you may be wondering, well, Father Joe, how will I know that God is really moving in this Philippians 4, 6, and 7 in my life? How will I know that God is really moving in this prayer? When you have peace. When you have the peace that passes understanding. When 5 minutes later, you have been worrying about toilet paper or hand sanitizer, you don't even remember what you're worrying about. That's the peace that I'm talking about. And that peace will so flood your being and so flood your presence and so flood your heart and flood your mind that it will begin to influence your situation. God will begin to open up doors for you that weren't open before. He'll begin to guide and lead your steps, and He'll begin to make provision for you in a way like never before. Because you see, as we move from anxiety and fear and panic, allowing the evil one to be our spiritual director, and we move toward peace and the presence of God, allowing the Holy Spirit to be our director and guide in our life, guess what happens? God honors that. And God can begin to move in your situation like never, ever before. So we're going to take just a moment, and you can use your bulletin. You can, if you want to use one of the blue cards, but you might want to use your bulletin, find a space there, and we're going to just take a moment. And you're not, you know, there's, you know, we're not going to turn these in. I'm not going to read them or anything. This is for your personal keeping. But if you could just take a moment right now and just be honest with yourself, what is it you're anxious about right now? What is it? Or what are the things or people you're anxious about? And just jot the name down or jot one word down. Just take a moment to do that right now. Go ahead and do that right now. Write it down. Now I want you to just take a moment and I want you to lay your hands on what you're anxious about right now. I just want you to put a hand on it. And just in the quietness of your own heart, we're going to take just a moment, go before the Lord right now and offer those supplications up to Him.